Welcome to Apollo New World. This time is the fifth time we're doing the podcast. So, as a foreign student or exchange student who study in America, we're both describing our experience about our exchanging life in America. So let's give the microphone to David right now.
Okay, hi, this is David or New. So this is our first time we do a bilingual podcast, which is a English podcast. We're trying to do it, pretty much once a while, be English podcast. We're just trying to explore different stuff. So we're going to talk about some stuff about our life today and about our experiences in our podcast. Okay, so here we go.
So, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is April or Apollo. You can call me either way. And so today we're using the form of question and answer. So the first question I'm going to ask David is, describe your plane experience when you're traveling to America.
I went on United when I fly to America, which is an absolutely terrible airline, like literally 100% terrible. So anybody who would fly from America to China or China from to America, don't do United Airlines. Or we're going to let Apollo talk about her experience with an airline called China Airlines.
Okay, briefly, China Airlines sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I first, it's not my first time to America. It's my second time to America. And I traveled from Shanghai to Beijing and to Washington. And during that time, my baggage was delayed for three or four days. And I haven't have new clothes to wear for 3 or 4 days. So I was really embarrassed.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Yep. And that's my, it's pretty interesting and, experience when I travel by myself.
Yeah, like how they lost your baggage, I never understand that, but it's still, it's pretty bad experience for you, and it's our first time, for you second time, but let's jump into the next question.
So question number two, David, describe your first impression when you came to America.
First impression when I came to America, okay.
Impression.
So we we live in like a suburb in Washington, D.C. for a while. It was actually not pretty city, so we have no idea what the outside world is like. But when we...
Okay, let me just... Sorry I interrupt you, but it's like, actually we live in Virginia because the price is cheaper.
Oh, dang. D.C. and Virginia. Yeah. Always a confusing stuff to understand. Okay, so basically we're going to talk about Raleigh, which is the city we're living in, which, I mean, for me, the first time I came to Raleigh, there's literally no lights at night when I was flying on a plane and I saw the city. There's like, what's going on? Is that a city of Raleigh? Like, that's really a city? I don't really understand what's going on. Like, I went to a village in China. I'm sorry, but I have to say this. I went to a village in China. It's pretty much better than this. I don't mean to trash Raleigh, but it kind of looked like that, so, So what about your experience?
Before I came to America, first year or two here, I already know about that most of the area in United States were pretty much, villages or small towns. They're not like big cities in New York or Seattle or San Francisco. But some states, like Nebraska or Montana, I highly doubt if, like, it's a joke, but, people always saying that, highly doubt about if someone lives there.
Cows are pretty good.
Yeah. So, but after I back to here, after I first came to Raleigh, I still get shocked because I never imagined that I shouldn't put too much expectation than it should be,
Yeah, we should not have put too much expectation on Raleigh. We don't mean to trash the city. We think it's a nice place. It does not fit our expectations of being like a city in US or someplace else. So next question will be asked by me to Apollo. What's your first impressions of the American high school?
I mean, my first impression will be stereotype, but, you know, it's not accurate. So I thought...
We're always being stereotyped, yeah, you know.
I thought American students, most of them, they don't study, but actually they did, and they did pretty much better than we think. Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like a method being different. Like, we work pretty hard at almost a lot of stuff, and most time American thing, we don't enjoy life. We just, I think we have a different kind of methods of enjoying life. Like, for Americans, they have hunting. I mean, they have kayak, I don't know, pretty much that experience. In some ways, they have more experience than us, but regarding study issues, it's almost like Americans, we don't think they really do study. Actually, they do, but somehow, I don't know, just pretty much confusing to me, and to Polo, I think, as well.
Next question I will ask David. So, after you study 1 year, almost 1 year, actually 10 months in America, when first time back to China after studying that time, how did you feel the culture differences?
It was very different, like, because everyone who comes to America knows, and if you live in a different place or a foreign country, your mindset was changed into the country. So you gotta use so-called cultural appropriations. It's like you put your impressions of one culture into another cultures, which is what I did. I put American cultures into the Chinese culture, which does not work pretty well for me. I thought I could use the American ways in China, but it just doesn't work. So it's pretty rough because I don't find myself a real authentic Chinese anymore. So it seems like it's a pretty rough experience, I can say. What about you?
For me, it's like pretty interesting because I exchanged the status between Western and Eastern, which when I live in China with my parents, I use their ways to think, which I pretty much obey their rules, like the curfew time. But when I live in America, it was like pretty much more freely.
But you can go out at night. It's like...
yeah.
There's nothing to do at night. There's just nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's still different. But I can used to the way like people think differently in two cultures.
Yeah. Like, it's just... Sometimes it's frustrating.
Yeah. Okay, so next question will be asked by David.
Okay, Apollo, what is... one of your day look like a normal work day or a school day, I mean, looks like, just this
yeah, it would be like I get up around 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning, brush my teeth, wash my face, eat my breakfast, and go to school at 7, buy my host mom's car, and I study a whole day. Each period will last like 15 minutes and 5 minutes during the break. And after I finish school at 3:05, my school event just finished. I don't have any sport events or, you know, performance after that. So I pretty much, you know, lives in a common life. And sometimes I go to the fitness after I finish the school. And sometimes I don't because I'm lazy. And that's basically my whole day as a... you know, but sometimes people like me, we do traveling, school traveling, or like field days or other stuff, so pretty much will be a little bit different, but basically my school life is really boring.
Yeah, because I think as pretty much as Asians, or we come from like a different culture.
Nerd, we're not.
Yeah, we're not pretty nerd, we just don't get used to like doing sports sport events, like, you know, when people talk about spirit in America, one thing I feel pretty much a lot about is like the spirit is pretty much all time high, like, oh, it's great, it's so great, like everything, oh man, so good, you have to come. Like, I don't feel like this is pretty much the thing. But
so I have next question for you. You remind me of the thing about what things that you cannot understand even as today, as a Chinese or an Asian, that you don't understand about American culture. It's like you're describing words, then explain for it.
Okay, it's too many. I think just too much expressionism. Like every time, you know, when I like in a sports, like in a sporting events or in every place in your life, you just feel there are too much excitement. Like basically people saying, oh, it's so great. Like when you got into a school and, you know, there's a joke, like the Americans consider something when they say something is bad and they say, oh, that's good. And they say something is great and they say, oh, that's great. But we all know the expression is, oh, it's bad. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's pretty much good. I don't know. That's something I've been confusing about American culture. What do you think, April?
I think the word I can think of is party atmosphere, which I totally don't understand. Like, I understand if you go to a birthday party or a celebration for New Year, uh-huh. that people go to party. But sometimes in America, we call it party school from Asia views, that those schools held party every once in a while, even every week or month or something like that, which is, I don't understand, because, I mean, it's pretty much just boring that you attend to each party and then you change between the different, you know, atmosphere, that you always keep very high spirit, you don't express the low spirit, and then you always be happy, excited. What else can you do? Like in China, we have too many entertainment that like we can never find here, which, you know, I don't like the culture. I mean, the party atmosphere here.
Like,
I think people should do more things than party every day, you know.
I don't think essentially like Americans party every day, but what kind of party are you referring to? Like drinking, dancing, or
yeah. Music-ing?
Isn't the, like, just basically people oaring like that?
Oh, yeah, even, I mean, I understand, like, people celebrating Independence Day, July the 4th, but, yeah, you know, it's the cultural differences. Like, we never held a party in China to celebrate October the 1st, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the culture issue. Like, in America, you basically, you are pretty much high, like what you said is you were pretty much being high about everything. It's like pretty much work hard, play hard, and lack of sleep is like a common stuff in America.
Another thing I want to mention is coffee. Well, I personally don't drink coffee.
Oh,
it's like probably once or twice a year, like I drink coffee.
That's a shame.
Okay, I understand, like, people are different, but and I don't drink tea. Well, it's not stereotype things, because I'm very different. So I don't drink tea, I don't drink coffee. What else I drink? Okay, water, hot water, you know, that's strange Asian people did, but that's not the point. I'm describing that after I drink the coffee, I still can fall asleep, and I don't keep very high. I still want to sleep. So that's the point, they can never work on me. And the second thing is, I don't like coffee. That's it. And I don't understand why many people can't live without coffee.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, guys, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you a fact, an interesting fact. April likes cold brew.
Oh, yeah. I accept cold brew. Okay.
Sorry. That's coffee, man. That's coffee.
Yeah, but cold brew is pretty much better than the hot coffee. Yes, I think.
But it's still coffee.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. And we still drink on sweet tea, but I like sweet tea, but people are just different. Yeah. I don't know why don't you like coffee? I really don't understand.
Well, I understand why people love coffee, you know. That's cultural differences. I mean, that's people differences.
That is pretty much personal the differences. Like absolutely have a coffee addiction.
So many people call themselves coffee addicted, and I think that's very boring to call once him or herself that he or she is coffee addicted.
We have some addiction. We always have some addiction. Like, I'm addicted to you.
Oh. You made me feel disgusting. Successfully.
No, I love you, honey. I'm just joking. I love you, honey.
I'm just joking. It's fine. I love you.
Okay, back to coffee. Okay. I don't know. I just love coffee. I pretty much get it. This like a personal personal difference. So I don't know. It's yeah, maybe your taste bud or brain cells just doesn't work. That neurotransmitter or something just doesn't work as the same as mine. So
yeah. Okay. So this time we're ending the podcast this time. So there's a lot of grammar mistakes. Is sentence structure wrongly used in the podcast
being
we published.
Wrongly used.
Being wrongly used. Yeah, like he mentioned. So, please forgive us that we are, like, English is not our native language. And then, we are trying to improve ourselves during the next few times about our podcast. So, hopefully everybody enjoyed this time. I guess nobody will watch it except some boring, I mean,
listen,
pretty strange people.
Watch.
Oh, yeah. Okay, whatever. Let me end this chapter. Okay. So that's pretty much what we talked about. And then hopefully you have a good day. Bye. See
maybe
you.
They're listening at night. I don't know. But maybe.
All right.
Hope you have a. I mean, thanks for listening.
Good night.
I'm ending this with the promotion that our podcast is on anchor.fm. You can just search Apollo New World on Anchor or any podcast client you can think of. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, anything you can think of. So welcome to subscribe, and you can support us by subscribing. We'll be very thankful if you subscribe to our podcast. And you know, thank you for listening. That's basically that it is. Okay.
All right. Bye. See you next time.
See you next time.
Mm-hmm.